and that's in Duke, North Carolina. But anyway, they got men that comes in here from other countries, Germany and Italy and North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Tennessee, Texas, wherever they got factories at. They got men that comes all this scatter all over Georgia and Florida. These two belts opened early, first. They opened before the Carolinas and the Tennessee. You see, they open on the open seasonable, you know. They sell out in Virginia right on up getting through the winter, you know, winter months. But anyway, they got men that buyers that comes in here and they buy it on the floor. It's auction or through auctionaire. And then they ship it to the company.
Anyway,
Carolina or Virginia, wherever, whatever the company goes to. And they put it in hogsets, they call it a big old barrel thing. Just pack it in. And it stays maybe packed in warehouses for months and years, you know. Before they call it material.
Is it drying out during that time?
Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
They got big plant, big places that kiln dries it, you know, just like lumber, stuff like that. And it stays right in there. It gets just like they want, if it's 12 months, or if it's 2 years, or 3 years, how long ever they want to stay. They have kiln chicken, you know.
Uh-huh.
Then whenever it's ready, just like these distilleries, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They have a way of checking it, and whenever it's ready, then they process it and make whatever they desire to make out of it. It's like
are there any distilleries around here anywhere?
No, ma'am. Closer checking. Distilleries they are here. I was in Lexington, isn't it?
I really don't know.
Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
I had a brother that went. Milwaukee. I believe that's in Tennessee. No. I had a brother that went to school at went to the seminary. Anyway, he had a lot of distilleries there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the town that he went to school to. It seemed like to me that place was I've heard him call it a many a time, but anyway, he went to school out there, and he was talking about the, you know, you see this beer, the old Milwaukee, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what made it famous, they claim. Ray said that that's the boy's name, said that that was really what made them famous, was their distilleries,
mm-hmm.
their breweries, you know, they just go all out for things like that, make a lot of money out of it, you know.
Were there any people in this area make their own whiskey? You heard people talking about
it? No, ma'am.
Did they used to?
There used to be a lot of, so far as me and knowing that they don't make any, I wouldn't say that. But now there used to be a lot of people to set up these moonshine stills and swamps and wooded areas, you know. All in different counties, Tatnall, Toombs, Liberty, and McIntosh and Bryan, right on Chatham, different places, they'd set up these moonshine stills and they'd run moonshine liquor, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then they'd catch them, you know, these revenues, internal revenues. And they'd prosecute them, make cases out of them, try them, and then send them to the chain gang, penitentiary unit.
Uh-huh.
But I haven't heard of a still being caught in months and months and months.
So either they're getting smaller or they're getting smaller.
They must be. You're getting it under more or less control, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But now the distilleries in the Kentuckys and places like that, it's a huge thing. They make a lot of